This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Good evening. The show tonight begins in Afghanistan, where the Taliban are announcing their partnership or, in some fashion, attachment to Tehran in order to intervene in Gaza and the Hezbollah conflicts. The Taliban, since 2021, we've been led to believe that the Taliban is only interested in developing Afghanistan and is not a transnational threat. Also, the Taliban is welcomed in Istanbul. Has to do with the Muslim Brothers adopting the Taliban. Again, we were told that the Taliban is not a transnational threat. It hosts the Al-Qaeda training camps, now linked to Tehran and its suspect nuclear weapons program and its surrogates attacking Israel, and the United States now and again in Iraq, in Syria, Hezbollah, looming war fighting, reported by David Ayud and Bill Raggio. Hezbollah, ready to take on the Israeli Defense Forces, ready to launch tens of thousands of rockets, up to 4,000 to 6,000 a day against Israel, if ordered by Tehran. Slowing U.S. shipments to the IDF, the question is raised. Was the U.S. shipping equipment and ammunition to Israel faster, earlier? Has it slowed down? What's the difference? The Israeli government is making, again and again, everyone nervous about the resupply, given the looming Hezbollah war. Indiana Honlein joins to talk about a 3,300-year-old Bronze Age cargo vessel found 90 kilometers off the coast of Israel, well outside of view of the coastline. 3,300 years old, that's late Bronze Age, filled with treasures still being accounted for. Was found by a ship searching for energy off the coast of Israel and Lebanon. A happy find. Tibet. Gordon Chang joins me with Tenchu Gyatso, president of the International Campaign for Tibet, talking about seeking peace with China. The Tibetan government, the Dalai Lama, remain in exile in India. And China continues to brutalize the Tibetan population. There's no reporting coming out of there. It's darkness visible. Japan and the PRC. We speak with Lenz Gatling in Tokyo about the provocations by the PLA Navy in the Okinawa chain, leading from the southern part of the Japanese islands towards the South China Sea. PLA Navy also is a threat to the whole region, not just the South China Sea, and its Coast Guard and its fishing fleet, militia fleet. Then a conversation with Katrina Vandenhoevel about making peace with Russia. Putin has made an offer. It was rejected by Kiev. And the NATO summit coming up will have to again deal with the possibility of a ceasefire. It's significant that Macron is now compromised by the pending vote for the legislature, and the likely winner will be two parties, the left party and the right party, that do not show a lot of interest in maintaining a bellicose attitude in Ukraine. Macron was talking about intervention with French troops that might be set aside afterwards. Also, Henry Sikorsky talks about non-nuclear warheads on ICBMs and their use in contests between adversaries. Lebanon, the War of the North, Jonathan Schanzerdorn joins to talk about what will happen in the event of a war. Nothing neat and organized and containable, nothing whatsoever. Wider war is imminent, if it happens. New World Report with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo. The border crisis, Joseph identifies as a major concern that the presidential candidates will or can or should address in their debate. Also, the Russian flotilla headed to Venezuela. Other questions for the presidential debate from Ernesto and Joseph. Then Ernesto explicates in a letter from Congressman Christopher Smith of the Human Rights Committee in the U.S. Congress about abuse of power and lawfare used against the population in Brazil these many months and years. Investigation called for. And then Javier Milei is in trouble with Madrid. Why? Because he's a populist, and there's a populist party rising in Spain, and the present government doesn't like interference from Argentina. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Hezbollah is coming, the story, as Hamas retreats. Thank you for listening.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.